Hello. It's a pleasure to be here today to speak about recent trends in out-of-hospital births. And I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Jean DeClercq, who's right here, and T.J. Matthews. And we have nothing to disclose. Data in this presentation are based on all birth certificates filed in the United States each year. These data show the number of births that were actually delivered in each location, whether a home, a birthing center, a hospital, or wherever. Unfortunately, the data cannot identify women who originally planned to deliver at home but were transported to a hospital due to complications. As you know, there have been large changes in birthing patterns in the U.S. over the past century. In 1900, almost all U.S. births occurred outside a hospital, the vast majority of which occurred at home. By 1940, only 44% of U.S. births occurred outside a hospital. And by 1969, only 1% occurred outside a hospital. Is it too loud or too soft? Is it all right?
Too soft.
Too soft. Okay, thank you. The percent of out-of-hospital births has remained around 1% for several decades. The 1989 revision of the U.S. Standard Birth Certificate allowed us to distinguish for the first time between types of out-of-hospital births, such as home and birthing center births. In 2011, there were nearly 50,000 out-of-hospital births in the U.S., comprising 1 in 79 births, or 1.26% of U.S. births. Out-of-hospital births declined from 1990 to 2004 and then increased rapidly from 2004 to 2011. The overall trends in out-of-hospital birth disguise large differences by race and ethnicity. Even from 1990 to 2004, when overall out-of-hospital births were declining, out-of-hospital births for non-Hispanic white women increased by 5%. Out-of-hospital births for all other race and ethnic groups declined during that period. In the more recent period, from 2004 to 2011, out-of-hospital births increased by 58% for non-Hispanic white women, from 1.2 to 1.9% of births. So in 2011, for non-Hispanic white women, 1 in 53 births was an out-of-hospital birth. From 2004 to 2011, out-of-hospital births increased more slowly for other race and ethnic groups, so that in 2011, the percent of out-of-hospital births was about 3 times higher for non-Hispanic white women than for most other race and ethnic groups. In fact, 91% of the total increase in out-of-hospital births from 2004 to 2011 was due to the increase for non-Hispanic white women. Among out-of-hospital births, about 2/3 are home births, 29% take place in a freestanding birthing center, and 5% in another location. As with total out-of-hospital births, both home and birthing center births declined gradually from 1990 to 2004 and increased rapidly thereafter. From 2004 to 2011, home births increased by 50% and birthing center births increased by 57%. In 2011, there were about 33,000 home births and 14,200 birthing center births in the U.S. This is what the birth certificate data shows as far as who is delivering home and birthing center births. For birthing center births, about half are delivered by CNMs or CMs, and 44% by other midwives, which includes certified professional midwives, licensed midwives, and direct entry midwives. An additional 4% are delivered by doctors, and for 3%, the birth attendant is marked as other. For home births, 23% are delivered by CNMs or CMs, and 44% by other midwives. A small number are delivered by doctors, which may be mostly in emergency situations, and I'll talk a bit more about this later. Surprisingly, for 30% of home births, the care provider is listed as other. This could include an emergency responder, for example, as well as cases where the father or another family member signs the birth certificate. The percent of home births was generally higher in the Pacific Northwest and lowest in the South. In 2011, more than 2% of births in Oregon, Montana, and Vermont were home births. 8 additional states had between 1.5 and 2% of home births: Alaska, Idaho, Indiana, Maine, Pennsylvania, Utah, Washington, and Wisconsin. This map shows the percent change in home births for each state from 2004 to 2011. We can see that the increase in home births was widespread and involved states from every region in the country. Overall, 39 states had statistically significant increases in the percent of home births, including 21 states where the percent of home births increased by 50% or more. No states had a significant decline in the percent of home births. And data were not available for Ohio for 2004 due to a data processing problem, so we couldn't compute a percent change for that state. The percent of birth center births was highest in Alaska at 4.2%, followed by Idaho at 2.1%. 5 additional states, Delaware, Montana, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Washington, had 1% or more of their births in a birth center. In contrast, for 20 states, the percent of birth center births was less than 0.1%. Part of the variation between states is due to geographic differences in access to birth centers. As of January 2013, 13 states did not have a freestanding birth center listed with the American Association of Birth Centers. 7 states had increases of 300 or more births in birth centers from 2004 to 2011, and those were California, Florida, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Texas, and Washington. Together, these 7 states accounted for 3/4 of the U.S. increase in birth center births during this period. We know that only low-risk women should have a home or birth center birth, but the precise definition of low risk remains controversial. The next few slides look at the distribution of home, birth center, and hospital births by characteristics to better describe the risk status of these births. In 2011, 14 to 15% of home and birth center births were to unmarried women, compared to 41% of hospital births. Only 2% of home and birth center births were to teenage mothers, compared to 9% of hospital births. In contrast, 21% of home births were to mothers aged 35 and older, compared to 15% of birth center and hospital births. And a higher proportion of home and birthing center than hospital births were to mothers with 3 or more previous births. Women with a home or birth center birth were much less likely to deliver a preterm or low birth weight infant, and they are also much less likely to have a multiple birth. Another interesting comparison is to look at changes in the risk profile of home and birth center births over time. The percent of home births to both teen and older mothers declined from 2004 to 2011. The percent of home births to unmarried mothers and to those with 3 or more previous births also declined. Notably, the percent of home births that were born preterm or low birth weight also declined substantially from 2004 to 2011, while the percent of multiple births didn't change much. Similarly, the percent of birthing center births to teen and older mothers declined from 2004 to 2011, as did the percent of births to unmarried women and to mothers with 3 or more previous births. The percent of birthing center births that were preterm also declined, while the percent of low birth weight and multiple births remained at about the same, about at very low levels. These declines taken together suggest improvements from 2004 to 2011 in the selection of low-risk women as candidates for out-of-hospital birth. Another important indicator of risk for home births is the planning status of the birth. Studies suggest that most home births are planned home births, while others are unplanned due to an emergency situation or when a woman couldn't get to the hospital in time. Unplanned home births may be at higher risk for poor birth outcomes, with the birth taking place in an environment unprepared for a delivery. In 2011, 34 states and D.C., comprising 2/3 of U.S. births, provided data on the planning status of home birth. Data from these states are not completely representative of the U.S. population, but they can suggest national trends. In 2011, 88% of home births were planned and 12% were unplanned. However, this percentage varied greatly by maternal race and ethnicity. Among non-Hispanic white women, 93% of home births were planned. However, for non-Hispanic black women, only a third of their home births were planned and two-thirds were unplanned, which suggests that non-Hispanic black women may not have equal access to home birth options. For Hispanic women, about two-thirds of home births were planned, and for Native American and Asian or Pacific Islander women, about three-fourths were planned. The percentage of home births that were planned also varied greatly by care provider. For doctors, very few home births were planned, which is in keeping with the preference of most doctors to attend births in hospitals. In contrast, 98 to 99% of home births delivered by midwives were planned. Surprisingly, more than two-thirds of the home births in the other category were reported to be planned home births. This seems to suggest either that some women are planning to deliver at home without a trained care provider, or more likely that the father might sign the birth certificate in states where some types of midwives may not be licensed, or a bit of both reasons. So in summary, in 2011, there were nearly 50,000 out-of-hospital births in the U.S., comprising 1 in 79 U.S. births. Non-Hispanic white women had the highest rates of out-of-hospital birth. In 2011, 1 in 53 non-Hispanic white births was an out-of-hospital birth. From 2004 to 2011, the percent of home and birthing center births increased by 50% and 57%, respectively. From 2004 to 2011, 39 states had significant increases in home births, including 21 states with increases of 50% or more. In 2011, 88% of home births were planned. For non-Hispanic white women, 93% were planned. And for midwives, 98 to 99% of home births were planned. Home and birth center births have a lower risk profile than hospital births, with a lower percentage of teen births, births to unmarried women, preterm births, low birth weight, and multiple births. When compared to hospital births, births to mothers aged 35 and older were more common among home births, and higher parity births were more common among home and birthing center births. Also, the risk profile of home and birth center births improved from 2004 to 2011, suggesting that appropriate risk selection of low-risk women is occurring and improving. Any questions?